Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yeah, here's the story on McKay breaking up with Will Ferrell. I guess McKay didn't like working with Will Ferrell because Will always wanted to make comedies.
Yeah, and McKay wanted to move on to more serious things.
Yes. Well, they made, you know, McKay's behind Succession, too, I think, and The Big Short.
Yeah, he's been, recently he has moved on from the Anchorman, you know, sort of thing. And
Yeah. So.
Well, he did Vice, too, as well.
Their production company was called Gary Sanchez Productions. So they eventually dissolved Gary Sanchez Productions. And right after that was when Shannon backed out of playing Jerry Buss. Mm-hmm. And McKay says he regrets not telling Will Ferrell. He didn't tell him. Mm-hmm. And so he said he cast John C. Reilly, didn't tell Ferrell, and he said – his whole thing was he just didn't want to become an episode of Behind the Music. Things were already tense with those two.
Yeah.
He was just like, I don't want to let this happen. I don't want this to be weird, but it happened because he's taken the, you know, he's kind of fallen on the sword saying, look, I should have told Will. But he said, ultimately Will did not have, he wasn't like Jerry Buss. Like he said, this thing's going to be very authentic,
yes.
Hyper-realistic.
Yeah, they're not doing a comedy here, obviously.
And John C. Reilly looks like Jerry Buss, and he doesn't have, and he said Will Ferrell just doesn't have the vibe of Jerry Buss. And he said, I didn't want to hurt his feelings. I wanted to be respectful, but I should have called him, and I didn't. McKay said Ferrell took it as way deeper hurt than I ever imagined. And the last time they talked was a curt phone conversation. I said, well, I mean, we're splitting up the company. And he basically was like, yeah, we are. And basically, like, have a good life. And I'm like, F Ferrell's never going to talk to me again, so it did not end well. Mm. McKay has since sent several emails to Will Ferrell, but received no reply. And he said, I effed up on how I handled it. He said, it's the old thing of keep your side of the street clean. I should have just done everything by the book. So,
by the way, looking at John C. Reilly and Dr. Buss, there is a definite resemblance there. I never really thought about it before. I mean, you got to change the hair a little bit, but I can 100% see Jerry Buss and John C. Reilly. And I find John C. Reilly to be simply delightful. Now I'm fired up about this.
Good actor.
Yeah.
I don't know who else is in the film, though, or this series.
Yeah, I'm looking through at some of the
different... Who plays Magic?
I'm looking here at who... I see a photo of him, like, holding up the Magic jersey with John C. Reilly as Jerry Buss, but I'm not certain who it is. Quincy Isaiah is going to be Magic Johnson. More importantly, who do you find to play Kareem?
Kobe? Oh, Kareem?
Yeah, a little harder. I mean, I guess it's hard to find a 6'9 guy that can act, but I would assume it's even harder to find someone that looks like Kareem.
Maybe they could have Kareem play Kareem. He was great in Airplane.
That is true. Something tells me you'd have to work some high CGI on that. But you can do that. They did it with, like, De Niro and those guys in, what was that movie they just did? The about the mob guy. God, what was that called? About the Jimmy Hoffa.
De Niro's in a movie about a mob guy?
Could you narrow it down a little bit, please?
They had the last one. It was based on the book I Heard You Paint Houses about the mob killer that supposedly knew killed JFK.
Oh, yeah, that one sucked.
Jimmy Hoffa and all that.
I didn't like that.
And they used CGI to make all of those guys. It was De Niro playing De Niro from 30 years ago, and it looked great. The aging technology they can do now is fantastic.
Irishman.
Yeah, it was the Irishman.
That was way
overrated. So I'm saying, could you take Quincy Isaiah and then, like, digitally make him 6'9"? You just take a guy that's, like, 6'4", and then you make him look 7'2"?
I don't know.
On camera?
I think you can do just about anything these days, can't they?
Yeah.
What with technology and all that? You know?
I don't know if the height thing, like,
COVID.
I just hope that the basketball scenes aren't bad, because I don't know if you have this. When the sports scenes are just... It's really hard to make them look authentic.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it's supposed to be, you know, you're supposed to be watching magic. And I have a hard time in movies getting over how cheesy things look. Like,
I don't know. I've seen Air Bud. I was thoroughly impressed.
I went and saw a movie a couple weeks back, and I walked in because I was there a little bit early. I walked in and saw some of that Kurt Warner movie. Do you ever do that?
No. Oh, you mean like go into another theater? Like I've done that before.
You got like 20 minutes and you're like, oh, let me poke in. And I kind of wanted to see it. Oh my God. Was that thing terrible? Just the production quality looked like they spent $7 to try to make the NFL games look real. And I don't, and maybe that's a great story. And I don't know. Maybe it's a great movie. I just could never get over how bad the football scenes looked. And as good as this Winning Time should be, even if you have a great cast, if the basketball scenes look like doo-doo, it's going to be hard for me to think anything other than this looks like an episode of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
That's true. I once left Avatar to go watch... what was the movie about? Was it Eileen Wuornos?
Played her? Monster?
Monster.
Yeah, that was Charlize Theron.
Yeah, Avatar was so boring. I walked in to watch Monster, and I don't regret it to this day. Monster's a great movie.
Yeah, better than Avatar. I'll just do it sometimes if I'm leaving a movie or if I'm going to one and I'm like, and I'm not certain what another movie has to offer. I'll poke my head in and I'll watch for 15, 20 minutes and then be like, eh.
I have never done that.
Really?
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah.
Well, we're smart guys.
Let's see if it grabs my attention. And if in 20 minutes I'll be like, hey, that's better than I thought. Then I'll go back and watch it. And you know, it's my own little preview.
Did you happen to watch Avatar without the 3D, Rob? Because the reason that I thought Avatar was so incredible when I first watched it wasn't the story. It was because it was the most advanced 3D we had ever seen at that point.
I don't remember.
So immersive.
I think it was 3D.
And you still hated it?
Yeah, that was boring.
Yeah, the story was called The Dances with Wolves, and it was the...
Or Pocahontas.
It was good the first time I saw it.
I mean, really boring.
Yeah, it's... And yet, at the time, and it may still be, I think it was the highest grossing movie of all time. I still contend that it was just because a bunch of nerds wanted to have sex with blue cats, but...
I just remember being in awe of, like, the jungle scenes when they were walking through and I was wearing the 3D glasses. I was like, oh, my God. This isn't like a T-Rex jumping out of the screen at you. Like, I'm there.
I just love how heavy-handed it was, like, anti-military government. Like, at the beginning of the movie, because the main character's got he's got a spinal cord injury.
He's also the most boring main character of all
time. Yeah, and he drops this one. Like, one of the first lines is... Yeah, I've got a spinal cord injury. You know, you can get those fixed, but not on a military salary. I'm like, oh my God. Like, I get it, James Cameron. You're trying to make a statement, but can we just be a little more subtle with it? You know, try to weave it into the story a little bit better.
James, I'm falling in love with a blue alien, and this is my energy level of the entire movie.
James Cameron.
was it Zoe?
Zoe Saldana, yeah.
Yeah, you do it.
James Canyon, damn it.
James Canyon?
She's a green alien in Marvel now.
Yeah.
Is James Cameron overrated?
No.
You don't think so?
No. I mean, he's a pretentious douche, but you can't argue with
his. Went to the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah. You can't argue with his body of work.
You can't?
No.
What if I did?
What are you arguing?
Avatar sucks.
That's your argument?
Yeah. What else did he do?
You really don't know what...
You know that movie called Titanic?
That was good.
Yeah, it's just, you know, you're like, eh.
No, that was a good movie.
You know, Terminator?
I saw that in the Terminator.
Yeah.
They miscast, what was that guy? What was that kid's name? Who's the kid in Terminator?
You mean Terminator 2?
I don't know. Wasn't there a kid in both of them?
Well, no, there wasn't a kid in the first one. It was in the second one. You're thinking of
Eddie Furlong.
Yeah.
Miscast.
Yeah.
Hated him.
What about that Aliens? You know, no?
Yeah, he did Aliens.
Oh, Alien was good.
No, Aliens.
Aliens.
Yeah, he didn't do the first Alien.
Which was actually better.
No, Alien was better.
No, Aliens is the better movie.
Not according to this guy. Not according to this critic.
Look, all I know is James Cameron, you really can't argue with the success.
I'm arguing with it. I hate him.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.